Getting closer to Culture Night. It is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's Friday. Let me speak to Kieran Scullion, who's the Arts Council Head of Music. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kieran, someone earlier said, and you probably won't like them saying this, why are we wasting money on culture when there are so many holes in the road? And I put in a stout defence for culture because it is being squeezed beyond belief. And tomorrow night is one of the big nights, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it most certainly is not a waste of money, Frank, and the Arts Council continually makes that argument in terms of the arts and culture bringing people together. And in terms of money, it's actually a driver in terms of contributing to the local economy, particularly the nighttime economy, and that's what Culture Night does so well. Last year, Culture Night contributed to £2.5 million pounds of spend in the city. And return on investment is £8 for every £1 spent on the arts. So in terms of that argument, in terms of drivers and investment, Culture Night is one of the most important nights of the year.
How much music will there be? Because that's the main thing people will be looking for. Everything from the busker to the band to the orchestra.
You said it, absolutely, Frank. This year there's a very broad menu of everything, almost everything you could imagine in terms of music. There's, you know, like you said, there's rock and pop. In the OEA Music Centre, there's jazz and Burt's Bar, and also in unusual spaces there's a fantastic jazz concert in St Anne's Cathedral with the Ulster Youth Jazz Orchestra. We've got symphonic music with the Ulster Orchestra on the Electric Ireland stage, Petting Zoo with some of their instruments where young people, families can get up and close and see instruments in the flesh. You've also got the likes of Ian Archer in St Anne's Cathedral, the Sing for Life Choir. Look, there's just about everything that you could imagine on offer.
So what would you advise people to do come tomorrow afternoon? Because I know it starts in the afternoon, but the main thrust of it is tea time onwards. If you want to absolutely experience Culture Night with a capital C, what's the best approach?
I think the best thing to do is not have a plan and walk around, take it all in, go with the flow. There's going to be something at practically every street corner. There's going to be people there engaging in this experience. Some people that maybe have never, that maybe this is their first experience engaging with the arts. You can see from people's faces how much they're enjoying it. People are laughing together, smiling together, engaging with the arts together. There is something happening all over the city. And I would say just go without a plan and just embrace it all and enjoy it all and just take it all in.
And finally, Kieran, will most of the artists be expecting some remuneration? Will they be busking regardless of what they're doing? Will their receiving hand be out or not?
Absolutely not. No, the artists of Culture Night are giving their time for free. And that's one of the special things about this this event in particular. We're all coming together. It's a massive, big shared space across the city, and it's about embracing in the arts together in one shared space.
It is hugely successful. I had a group of people who went to it last year and they were raving about it. They thought it was one of the best nights. Actually, they were saying it was the best night out they'd ever had in Belfast.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the hope, is that those, the audiences that engage in Culture Night and possibly those audiences that have never engaged in the arts before, find themselves more interested to seek out those opportunities that we have with our arts organisations that are programming throughout the year and throughout the city and throughout Northern Ireland.
Kieran, enjoy it tomorrow night, any time from mid-afternoon through to 10 o'clock at night. And of course, the party atmosphere with the nighttime economy continues well into the small hours of the morning. But
absolutely,
Culture Night is tomorrow night, technically, really, from you get out of the office through until 10 o'clock. Thanks for coming on, Kieran. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Kieran Scullion, the head of music there with the Arts Council. It is 16 minutes to 11. Here's Paul Daniels' favourite song.